This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to get right to it. The week that was in the life of the American economy. For our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal. They are both in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So I will confess that as we were sitting around this morning talking about what I was going to talk about with you guys today, somebody had to remind me that there was a Fed meeting this week. Sudeep, what are they doing down there? Are they just biding their time until Janet Yellen comes in, assuming she gets confirmed?
You could have missed that Fed meeting very easily.
Know.
The Fed
met
and said almost nothing after that. The big problem right now is the Fed doesn't really know its next move. That's a little bit scary that the Fed is trying to watch the economy, understand what's happened after all this turmoil of the government shutdown, the debt ceiling fight, really, really painfully slow improvement in the labor market. We've never been in this kind of situation, and we don't really know what the exit looks like. And to have to watch this in real time is a pretty ugly situation because you never know whether everything's going to fall apart or whether we'll just come out of it just fine in a few months.
Oh, good. Lee, what – and this, I guess, is the $64,000 question. What are they looking for? Are they looking for – unemployment to come down, inflation to go up? I mean, how are we going to know when they're going to know?
I mean, that's the question. I think that employment is the biggest factor on everyone's mind, the Fed included. And I think, you know, last month we saw so-so numbers. We are in recovery, but it's so incredibly slow. It's almost hard to see. And they're just not comfortable yet that we're at a place where they can start to pull back. And so nobody knows when that point will come. You know, I mean, it's just creeping along here. And I think, you know, everything was muddied by the shutdown. And I think the safest, you know, they just took the safest option, which was nothing.
Sudeep, do me a favor, and I guess this is what we're going to call a free response question. Find me the bright spot, the positive aspect of the American economy right now, you know, 6 weeks before Christmas.
The positive aspect is that
take all the time you need.
Incredibly bad political system did not destroy the economy.
Oh, that's a really low bar, man.
It is a very low bar, but we were worried about a lot of things a month ago, and we have come out of this without total destruction. If that is the bar that we have, it's not going to be pretty for the next couple of years, but preventing disaster is basically how we run our economy for the last 6 years, actually, and we're dealing with the consequences of that.
Lee, what about something more tangible? Is housing, I mean, pick one for me. Housing, consumer confidence,
I can give you a couple. I mean, I feel like, look, think about where we've done a lot of reflection the past couple of months about 5 years ago, and people thought we were going to go over a cliff and never come back, and that hasn't happened. We are in a recovery. It's painfully slow, but we're there. And, you know, Warren Buffett says this all the time. The economy is going in the right direction. And there are pockets when it's moving quite fast in that direction. So if you want something tangible, all you have to do is hop on a plane and go out to Silicon Valley. And it's sort of happy bubble land out there. I mean, I don't want to say bubble.
Oh, there's that bubble. There's that word. Oh, no.
It's like it's a different universe out there. And there's stuff happening. There's real companies doing real, you know, things. And there's a lot of money being thrown at it. But there's a lot of enterprise and innovation happening.
Okay, which is great. But just because we will get letters on this, I'm obliged to point out that if you stop on that flight out to Silicon Valley from New York in, say, the middle of Michigan or Nebraska someplace or parts of South Dakota, things will not be as bright, Sudeep, right?
They are not as bright. There are things improving. The housing market, even though it's not as improving as quickly as we wanted, is improving on the longer term scale. It's improving. The auto sector is slowly improving. The energy sector is still booming. All of that matters. All of that helps pull us out of the doldrums. It's just not enough. And that's the problem we've been dealing with.
Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. They are in our bureau in New York. Thanks, you guys.